got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
There's a bit of a movement that seems to be happening across Geelong, Surf Coast, Bellarine Peninsula. And I almost hate to credit you with it. Or you might just be kind of involved in a sweeping movement. Because, you know, it's, that's the thing about movements, right? Like, it's power of the people.
What did I do now?
Well, why are you so nervous?
You have given me no context to this situation.
No.
You just said, we're going to chat to somebody.
Yes.
And just go with it.
Yeah. Well, just...
My alarm bells are ringing.
No. What? Woo! Someone messaged the Tim and Jess Facebook page. You can find... I think it's Tim and Jess Show. I should know the name of it.
The Tim and Jess
Show.
We've
had it for
yes.
so long. But someone messaged and they sent me a photo. And to explain what that photo is and why they sent it to us, that man was David from Geelong. And he joins us now on the phone. Good afternoon, David.
Good afternoon, Tim. Good afternoon, Jess.
Hello, David. I'm nervous.
Now, David, Jess doesn't need to be nervous, does she? No.
No, not at all.
So why did you message us, David, and kind of talk us through the story and your discovery that you've made?
Well, over the weekend, I was installing a new PowerPoint behind our bed in master bedroom at my house because we've only got one. So we've got PowerPoints and power boards and extension cords. So another one would be very handy to have there, especially with a USB point in there. So anyway, I dragged the bed out so I could get access, and I happened to find a little bag of sour worms hidden behind the bed.
Sounds like someone likes a snack, David.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe a little notch, as you would say.
David, in the middle of the night. Who is the culprit here? So if it's in the master bedroom of the house, I have a feeling it's someone quite close
That's
to
That's my wife.
Your wife has a secret sour strap drawer.
Yes. Well, not really drawer, but it's hidden behind the bed there.
Because, Jess, we only discovered, maybe 2 weeks ago, that your fiancé was quite surprised at the discovery he made in your bedside table.
He made me empty the snack drawer because, he's, in his words, you don't know what kind of creepy crawlies you're inviting into the bedroom.
Because, Jess, do you seal your sour strap packet when you put it into the bedside table?
It's in the drawer.
Now, David,
why does it need to be sealed?
In the photo that you sent me, and I'll show Jess.
Oh, my God, there's a photo.
Now,
stunning.
What I noticed is that it is definitely not resealed whatsoever.
No, it's very
That's a good brand, David. I like those ones.
So what did you confront your wife about this, David? Tell us how it went.
No, I just actually put them back and haven't mentioned it yet, actually.
Oh, my God. So is she going to be finding out about it right now?
Probably not. She'll be at work and not be on listening.
Okay. Well, David, thank you so much, because maybe I thought this was completely wild when Jess told us this, David, but it seems that it might be more common amongst more people across town.
Oh, might be, yes, exactly. Yeah.
I was ready to fight, but now it just feels good to know that there are some sour, candy-loving people. You're right here in Geelong. I knew I'd found my home, Tim.
All right.
I am.
David, appreciate you messaging the show. Thank you very much.
No worries.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
I want to talk rentals, right? Specifically, has a real estate agent ever just like nitpicked you for the smallest thing? Because me and my partner, Akshay, we moved in together a few months ago now, finally coming up to our first official inspection.
Wow.
Yeah.
Time flies when you're in love. Drunk in love. First inspection.
And my partner, Akshay, is a real stickler for these things. We spent all afternoon yesterday cleaning the house as if we don't live there.
Right. Now, just an afternoon, that's not too bad, because I've definitely done days in the lead up to an inspection on my wife's request. And
he printed off a list as if we were doing like a vacation. Like we're literally
like a vacate clean. Yeah.
We're doing a vacate clean. He printed a list and we've gone through and ticked everything off the list as if we're leaving the property. I was like, we still live here, Akshay. We're allowed to have a few dishes in the sink.
It's
no,
not a display.
Put them all away.
It's not a display home. I agree. And it's something that I think in most relationships, or in whether you got a housemate or whatever, there's one person who's in that camp.
Yeah.
And then there's the other person. And then unfortunately, if you're in the camp where you're like, we don't need to do it that like a deep clean, you're branded as lazy.
The lazy one, 100%.
And I disagree, because
this man was cleaning walls. He was like on his hands and knees lifting up the couch and clean. I was like, she's not going to check under the couch, Akshay.
As long as they're, you do the dusting, yeah, just make sure, you know, you like you know, over the TV or over the top of the range hood, those kind of things. Make sure that there's not anything obvious out of the blue. But yeah, it's not a super deep clean, you know?
No. This is the thing. 52232955. Have you ever been like pinged for small things in your rental inspection? Maybe your real estate agent found something. I remember once I had left like clothes out on the floor because I forgot that the real estate agent was coming. And in my inspection report, they were like, weren't able to access the bedroom because there was clothes on the floor.
Come on, man. Get a chair like that, a real grown up, and put your clothes on there. That's childish.
Have you ever been pinged for anything?
No, that's the thing. I had an inspection. I wasn't there for it, where the owners wanted to come. So my wife was at home with the...
It's so much even more nerve-wracking when the owners attend as well.
With the real estate agent. And at this house we were living in a couple of years ago, it had a mice problem. And while they were there, a mouse went up on the kitchen bench, scurried across, and the owner like took off his shoe to try and whack-a-mole.
Good!
And flying colours.
Great.
Yep. Like 10 out of 10, besides the mice that we did try and kill on the run, everything looked okay for us. Thank you very much.
52232955. What is the things that you've been pinged for in the rental inspections? Maybe you are one of the real estate agents that has to go around and do these checks.
Yeah, because...
What's the worst things you've found?
Because you understand that the owners want to be particular, especially if it's maybe their first home. Yeah. And they're like, hey, I don't want slobs living in... in my house, but also it's not a display home.
My house is a display home. Akshay told me I'm not allowed to cook tonight because it'll make too many dishes.
I mean, I'm on board for that. That sounds like a great plan. No cooking. Thank you very much. Yeah, 52232955. What is the strangest thing you've been pinged for in a rental inspection? Jess Kelsey, one of the incredible team members that works here at K-Rock's, come in and she was just saying something while we were on the phone. And this, Kelsey isn't the type of person we would hang out with. you wouldn't want to be housemate. Now, Kelsey, can you just repeat to everyone what you just said to me?
Well, I want to say I'm Team Akshay all the way because he's switched on. He knows what he's doing. There was one house inspection. My partner had just finished eating his lunch out of a Tupperware container, put it in the sink. We got the door, knock on the door for the inspection to start. And I threw the Tupperware container and fork in the bin because I just panicked.
You're kidding.
I just panicked. I'm everything needs to be perfect. So, yeah.
God forbid they see anything in the sink.
Because what did you just say? You don't want to be living on the streets?
I don't want to be homeless.
No. Yeah, that's so fair.
They have
that's
so much power.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it is that thing. But I fully believe that as long as you haven't created a pigsty, there's no reason why they should get you out of the place.
That's so true, right? Like, we're not damaging the property.
Well, not more than anyone else.
Yes.
You know? thank you very much, Kelsey. You can go back to do your real job here at the radio station. Carol in Mount Duneed's giving us a call. Carol, have you been pinged for something in a rental inspection?
Yes, missing beds.
Missing beds?
This is the most Queensland thing I've ever heard,
okay,
Carol.
Okay, so this happening
talk
Queensland. Us through
it.
Okay, the weekend of May, Lady Joanna's death, we had family up because we were getting married the next week. We had a knock at the door and it was the owner's son come and said, can he grab the single beds that were in the garage that was locked up that we didn't even have access to at the back? And I'm like, oh, okay, whatever, I don't care. And then when we left, because we moved to New South Wales, we got a thing saying we weren't getting our bond back because there was two single beds missing. We're like, well, of course, everything. Your son came and got it.
And what happened once you said
that? We couldn't argue it. It's going to cost us more to fly back to Townsville to go to court and argue it at VCAT than what it was to pay the $200 for each bed.
That's ridiculous, Carol. I mean,
and a shower curtain. They said the real estate said that the shower curtain was grotty, and I said, well, it's an old shower curtain. We threw it out. They said, no, we needed to replace it. it's an old mangled shower curtain. We said, what do we do with it? You said, get rid of it. And they go, yeah, but you're still supposed to replace it.
Wow.
Carol, I hate to be on the real estate agent side here, but I agree. You probably should have just got like one from the reject shop, you know, something cheap.
I'm with Carol.
It was mangy from day one.
If it was mangy when you arrived, you can leave it mangy when you go.
I forgot the mangy clause in the rental inspection. Thank you very much, Gary.
All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
Apparently there's only four types of men. Now, you might be going, what do you want about Tim? Are you about to show me a printed off meme? Yes, I am. But what I want from you, apparently
you're so boomer of you. Did you actually print a meme?
I did. And I need you to answer a question of what type of man I am, because if someone's listening, they might be able to answer it just by listening to how you speak about this. So I'm going to give you four options.
Sure.
I'm going to hand you the meme.
Oh, my God, you actually printed
and
it.
And I want you to say why I would be this of all the four, yes and a no.
Okay.
So here you go. Here's the meme. So men are either eagle handsome, Jess, and the example is Ryan Gosling, bear handsome, which is Henry Cavill.
Yep.
Dog handsome, which is Heath Ledger, or reptilian handsome, which is Timothy Chalamet. So can you go through those four?
Off the bat, I'm going to rule out reptilian handsome.
I don't have skinny hot boy energy.
I feel like you and Timothy Chalamet.
Well, no. What I've asked you.
Shamalamalong.
What I need you to do is a yes and a no for all four.
Okay.
So not just an outright no. So why? Let's start with Timothy Chalamet. Why is it a yes and why is it a no?
Okay. It's a yes because you're quite scrawny.
Hurtful.
But it's a no because I don't feel like you've got that distinguished, like he's got very angular features.
You can see all of his bones.
Yes. And I can't see all of your bones.
Sorry about that. All right. So reptilian handsome is on the lower end.
Yeah.
Let's go to bear handsome, which is Henry Cavill.
I mean, your mustache. Almost better than Henry Cavill in this picture. So
that's a very nice lie.
Yes, that's probably one of the reasons I'd say you're bear handsome. No, I don't feel like you have bear energy. You're not you're not like strong, rugged kind of.
I can push you over more if you want at work. Shove you down the corridor or something. Okay. Let's move on to Eagle Handsome, Ryan Gosling. So classically American.
I am tossing up between Eagle Handsome and Dog Handsome.
Okay.
Eagle handsome, I'd say you have like a very generic white male energy about you, and I feel like that's what eagle handsome is.
Sure. Just like out of the box.
Yeah. What's a straight white male look like? Tim Bulch.
Yeah. Thanks.
I think maybe, again, it's just too strong.
Right. So I'm not that attractive.
No. Okay. I don't find you that attractive. But, you know, your wife married you, so someone does.
I'm not saying personally your feelings towards me. I'm not trying to get you to hit on me.
Look, you're objectively attractive, sure.
Oh, geez, that was the most painful thing you've ever said. All right, dog handsome. Heath Ledger, is that the example for that?
I think this is you.
All right.
It's got playful vibes. I mean, it's quite charming. Mums love ya. Mums love Tim Bulch.
Yet to find a mum that doesn't love me.
It's true. I think of all of them, you're dog handsome.
Dog handsome. I had a feeling. I agree. Thanks.
Does this go up on our wall now in our office?
We can put the meme on the wall if you want.
Why did you print the meme?
Because I was going to try and show you and then it just seemed easier to print it. Is it not?
I'd like to send this to people. Can we scan it into the computer
and
email it off now?
I've got a fax machine behind my desk. So if you were listening, maybe it's your partner, maybe it's yourself. Mm. Maybe Jess has just kind of told you. So you're either eagle, bear, dog, or reptilian handsome.
Mm. I think my fiancé might be eagle handsome. Actually, he's probably more bear. Just in case you're wondering.
Now I'm getting all excited. Calm right now.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
If you've got a lot of little people around you, whether they're family or friends, you end up inevitably going to a lot of kids' birthday parties.
I was
going
to say, we're talking about children, right?
Yes.
Not just shorter people, because I got a little person in the studio with me right now. Look up here. Come here. I can't see you.
How dare you? No, I've got a second birthday coming up. I've got a fourth birthday on the way.
Can I just say, kids' parties as an adult, so much better than going to adult parties. Goes for 2 hours.
Yeah. You know it's going to be done quick.
It's before 4 p.m.
Yep.
I can go home and watch the footy. and I can talk, you know, be like, oh, little Jasper, he's going all right. And they go, yeah. He said the alphabet the other day. You go, no way. Any other context, that's the most crazy conversation.
I went to a first birthday party earlier this year and they had set up a bar inside of the old, like, bassinet because they were like, well, we're not using this anymore, so...
Yeah, drinks cart.
Here's the bar. Let's go. But this Sydney mum has divided people online because she's asked one of those mum Facebook groups, which I absolutely love, Tim. You know I'm not a mum yet, but I love reading all of those mum Facebook groups. And she's asked them, hey, my daughter's 4 years old, about to turn five. We're having a birthday party. Can I ask my guest for cash gifts instead of physical gifts? Or is that rude?
I think it's absolutely fine.
Really?
I mean, it's like the wishing well thing at the wedding.
Yes. Well, this is exactly the thing. It's the 5-year-old.
Need a kettle, Auntie Julie. Just give me the cash.
52232955. Would love to get some opinions of maybe other mums. If I saw that on an invitation, I'd be like, yeah, no worries. I want cash. Great.
Because you don't, it's a tricky thing with kids in particular because potentially the stereotype is, oh, yeah, I'll play with it for a day and then you never pick it up again with a bit of money. And you go, all right, well, whether we're going to save that money for little Jasper that's there or little Jasperetta, you know, a female name.
I can't wait to hear your baby name. That's going to be interesting.
I'm still figuring it out. I don't know what it is. I like
Jasper Bolch. No, look, the mum has come out and said, look, the reason we're asking for cash is because we live in a 2-bedroom unit. She's already got way too many toys. Mm. It's just, it would add heaps more clutter. I'd like to use it on something that, you know, it's actually useful. And a lot of people have commented saying, yeah, we did this for our child. One person said, we did this for our child. We asked for cash instead of gifts. And then we used all the cash from that to pay for swimming lessons.
Fantastic.
I mean, it's or not a bad idea.
Xbox 360. You know, they'll play it one day. Not every gift's right now, Jess.
52232955. Can you ask for cash for your child's birthday?
Oh, you'd be brave to say no. I would love to hear the reasoning because I don't know if it's just new age and you go, yeah, well, then we can make decisions and maybe we can go to the shops and the kid can select.
Maybe it's just the my mum's like old wog voice in my head, but it's like, well, that's rude. You can't ask people for money. It's too rude.
Is it one of those things where if you do it in a rhyme, it's okay? It's like, little Jasper has the toy. You know what he doesn't need? Toys. I've used a bad word to rhyme with there, I understand. But, you know, because like in the wishing...
Maybe workshop that a little.
In the wishing wells, it's like, Tim and Jess don't need a thing. Well, how did he pay for that diamond ring? Money, please. You know what I mean?
That was stunning.
Okay.
Nick in Grovedale. Nick, you've got a bit of a system that you use. Your daughter's about to turn five as well, right?
Yeah, that's right. And look, I'm not opposed to anyone... suggesting money. If someone comes to me and says, what do I get your kids, blah, 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 I'm just going to put it out there and say, hey, listen, we're going to get adventure park passes or we're going to go to Disney on Ice, whatever. And I'm happy for them to even pitch in $5, to be quite honest with you, because a five-year-old, look, if I gave Grace $5, first thing she's going to think of is an LOL doll, and we cannot have any more LOL dolls in our house. So there she is. LOL doll.
Hi, Grace. Yeah.
She heard the special word.
She's like, whoa, what about an LOL doll?
What about an LOL doll? So, put it out there. I don't know that I could put it on an invite as such, but definitely if parents are going to ask, which 90% of the time they do, just say to them what you're planning on putting it towards. Because honestly, I would find it more offensive if I got a child a gift and then... my kid went around there and played with it and the mum had taken it back to the Kmart or, you know, Target or whatever.
Nick, I was saying before that I feel like if they're going to ask for money, they have to do what you do at a wedding with a wishing well, is you have to make it rhyme on the card.
Yeah, it's not rude if you make it rhyme.
Yeah, then it's like, well...
and if you are... crafty enough to come up with that.
I tried before and I think it's evident that it's not as easy as it sounds.
Nick, while we've got you, it's great to have a perspective from a mum of a current child. Are Barbies back? Like, are we back on the Barbie bandwagon now that the movie's coming out?
I really do think so. Barbies, there's Transformers even. You know, thanks to YouTube Kids, you know, anything's still.
Nick, if we ever need like a general mum advice, can we just have your number on standby? Okay, right. Perfect. 100%. Thank you, Nick. You're an absolute superstar. She's a super mum.
Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best. Goodbye.
You show. show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.